Welcome to another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Blaze on Blaze. What's happening? What are you saying?
Hey man, all is good, all is well. Surviving in this cold, cruel world. But yeah man, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling great. CZ, how are you doing?
You know, I'm alright. It's good to be back.
Man's been on a young little hiatus.
Yeah, but you know, I'm back. But this time around, Bilo's away now, so ish. You know, we keep playing roulette,
subbing in and out.
Exactly, dude.
Substitute.
Yeah. No, but it's good to be back, man. And yeah, new week, new episode, you know the vibes. And yes, sir. Today we are talking about the brand new album from Nasty C called David. Free. Yeah, a lot of talk was surrounding this album leading up to the release. Some interesting promo was happening.
Definitely.
And yeah, I think it definitely created a buzz. And so I'm interested to know from you, going into this thing, what were your thoughts? What are your expectations?
Well, I'll start with the rollout. For me, I think that was one of the best rollouts I've seen from an essay, especially a hip-hop artist, in a minute. You know, I think Nasty C did his due diligence, and he really like made sure to push on all angles. Like I remember the thing where he was going to like different he was going to like Super Sport, he was going to radio, he was going to ShopRite, like jobs, working there and all those type of things, you know. And that was just cool also for like fan interaction, like, and it was just a nice way of promoting. So just starting, like leading up to the project, I think he was making the right steps. You know, he did very well, especially being independent now. You know what I mean? I think it's a lot on your shoulders, especially when it comes to a rollout. There's nobody's putting coins in your pocket. It's all coming out of your own pocket. And to see what he was able to pull off, it just made me realize, hey, a lot of SA hip-hop artists are very lazy, bruh. You know what I'm saying? If a man is doing this unsigned, yes, he's got the notoriety, but the work is there, you know? So, yeah, man, leading up into the project, I think it was a good showcase of where Nasty C is in his career right now. And the music, I think, also kind of reflects that. Although I think there's some places where I feel like he's not showing as much growth as I would have liked, but I still think the music itself is still solid. Like, if we're going to talk about the singles, like Soft, I forgot, what was the other single?
Lefty,
yes. Yeah. Like, the singles were, they were doing the job, bruh. And we can kind of count the Mash Beats track as a single, because it kind of came out during that rollout, you know. And that was also quite a, yeah, that was quite a big look for Nasty as well. So I think, just with that, with singles, I think he's still on point. He still knows how to roll out a good single, how to perform well, deliver on that. So with that part of it, I was happy. And yeah, but we'll get into the rest of the project. But it was an interesting step in Nasty C's career for me.
The thing with the rollout, it's great, you know, and I agree. Like, it was very interesting. But I don't know, like, what the meaning behind it is or was supposed to be. I don't know if he spoke about it, because like you said, he was just going to different places, different jobs, and working those jobs for the day. But I'm not sure how it ties into the album, or if it was just like a side quest to build hype around the album. Maybe that's what it was, just that. But I thought it would have been cool if somehow, you know, this was sort of tied to the album in a way, Maybe it is, and I'm just not deeping it, but like right now as things stand, I don't see the connection. Which it doesn't mean it was a bad rollout. No, I think it created the hype for him. But from a musical perspective, it's just like, what's really happening? What's going on? You know, where's the correlation between the two?
Definitely. I hear that still. For me, I think the way of promoting was a good way of doing it. Now, when it comes to musically, like, I think I'm on the same boat as you. Musically, I'm not sure how, you know, because I think there was a line on Soft or something when you say something, working hard so I could live soft, something like that. So I think that's the only correlation I can make to him working jobs, you know, because also I think this album is called Free and it's about independency, but now he's going to work jobs. It kind of is like a contradiction, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I don't know. For me, I'm not too sure about that part. I just think the effort he put into rolling it out, you know, just great. From a promotional standpoint was great, but how it tied into the album, I can't really say, man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into it, man. Let's get into it. The first song, called the intro, of course. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, when it comes to intros, I think Strings and Bling really set the bar for me for Nasty's intros. Like, I was playing Strings and Bling again the other day at gym, and that intro was just so insane to me, you know?
Yeah, that is a fire intro, I won't lie, bro.
Like, it's crazy. But with this one, it's okay, you know? My side, together we ride. I mean, I guess, right? They don't want to see it win. Very catchy. I can see how this would work, you know? But yeah, overall, it's okay. I like the hook, but that's about it on my end. What about you?
Yeah, man. I feel like you say it's catchy. It's got that Nasty touch, you know. He's able to make these sort of anthemy feels when it comes to these sort of songs. But I don't know, for me, I don't know if it's fitting for the intro of this type of album, because I was expecting like a more deeper introspective album, to be honest. But yeah, this was a bit more, it was already showing me that, okay, we might start going more commercial with it, you know, more of the vibes the singles gave us. But yeah, I don't know. I do like the feeling of listening to this song. It's a cool song, like you say. It's nice melody, nice hook. But yeah, production too is nice. But I don't know. Intro, maybe it wasn't for the intro for me. Yeah. I think it could have came with something a bit better, you know?
Definitely. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think Nasty C is great at doing many things beyond just rapping. You know, he can use his voice in different ways, he can slip into different pockets, but for me, rapping Nasty will always be the best, you know. It'll always be my top preference tier, bro. You know, like, he just sounds, when he's rapping, he sounds so clear and focused and just so locked in, you know.
Yeah. He's always in that pocket, bro, when
yeah, you know. But like when he's in this melodic bag, I'm just like, it almost sounds like he's just, you know, just vibes, you know, like, okay.
It's definitely not my favorite, yeah. It's definitely not my favorite, bro.
But it works. Melodic Nasty is not my favorite. But yeah, in terms of preference, yeah.
Yeah, it has its moments.
Exactly. But yeah, next track was Lefty featuring the one and only
Somyama
Blackie. Yeah, man, this is just a banger, dude. I don't know what else to say. Like, I got to hear this before it dropped. I was like, yeah, this is out of here. Like, I was like, this is gone. Like, as soon as this hits the streets, it's gone. I knew it. I was like, yeah, no, this is, it's out of here, dude.
Yeah.
And yeah, how you feel about Lefty?
Hey, bro. Like you said, this right here, slapper, bro. Straight slapper. Banger. Like the moment I heard it, bro, that sample at the beginning, even please don't let me go, I thirsty. Yo, bro, that shit, it's so catchy, bro. It's so catchy, bro. So yeah, like for me, it was my favorite out of the singles that dropped. I think those three singles, my favorite one out of that for sure. Blackie came with that, you know, animated vibe. Definitely one of Blackie's stronger features this year. Definitely liked him on that. Good selection. Nasty, I mean, Nasty was floating on there. He was just doing his thing. He was right at home. That's, you know, Nasty in his bag. Like, if we're gonna talk about, like, I don't know if we would say, yeah, I guess we could say this is also kind of melodic Nasty, but this would be more of the melodic Nasty I like, because it's closer to the rappier side, you know.
It's
what
still
I mean,
hard hitting.
That's, you know, that's what I prefer. Exactly, it hits like hard. It's, yeah, exactly. I prefer that from Nasty, like you said. So for me, this single, I see no wrong with it. It did what it needed to do. It went crazy when it dropped. So yeah, I think for me, one of my favorite tracks from this project.
Yeah, no, they both went crazy, yo. But like Blackie was, he
it's cooking, bruh.
Yo, dude, that man was going crazy.
Putting spices there, everything.
The ad-libs, man. The ad-libs on Blackie's verse are just so
incredible. Tough. They're
so
tough,
incredible. Like, yeah. So this is definitely a big one. It's a big one. And yeah, man, one of the strongest on the project for sure.
One of the strongest, I would say, hip hop singles of this year.
Of this year,
you know,
definitely.
We're gonna talk about more mainstream shit.
Yeah, definitely. The next one was Smokin'. Quite a short song. It feels like an interlude.
I hate that it's so short, bruh.
I was like, is that it? And yeah. Went straight to the next song. Well, okay, I guess. You know,
Oh, man.
It was quite a short song, but also a few songs on this album are actually like really short. I was like, dude, come on, bro.
Too short, bro.
Like, give us another
especially
verse.
The good songs.
Give us a bridge. Like, make it a complete song. I'm just like, what's really going on? You know,
guys giving us a demo tape, bro. Dark Lane demos.
Yeah. I didn't like that. But yeah, Smokin'. What are your thoughts on this one?
I'd say arguably. I think this might be what I see the public's favorite song next to Evidence. Yeah, look, I'm a fan of this type of production. That's one thing I'll say. You know what? This reminds me of, what was that song on Bad Hair? A Star Is Born, I think, with Ricky.
A Star Is Born. Like, yeah, Ricky and
like,
Amari Hardwick.
I can't put it in the same. Yeah. That like to me, that song is greatness, bro. That song will always be 100% legendary to me. But this song, it kind of goes, dabbles in that feel just sonically. So I do like the production sense of it, like just the sax, that type of vibe. But when it comes to the substance of the song, like, I don't know. I don't really want to hear Nasty just talk about smoking and drinking at this point in his career. You know, I think he could give us a bit more, you know. I understand that you got to give everybody the variety. You know, for the smokers out there, even me, I'm part of them. But you know what I mean? Like, Nasty's given me enough smoking and drinking balance, bruv. So, yeah, man. But as a song, I think it's a good song. It's just too short. It's just too short. It's just in and out. Like you said, it feels like an interlude. I would have liked it to be longer. Maybe a feature on this one would have been nice, you know, for some variation. But yeah, as a song, I do like it. But I think he could have done a bit more. Could have done a bit more with it.
Yeah, man. Quite a short song. Next was Switch. Yeah. Another song where I feel like I would have preferred if this message was delivered in a rapping cadence rather than the melodic stuff. I just feel like it would have landed better for me. But once again, not a bad song. I like the hook, you know. But that's about it, because I just felt like with the verses, I just wish you could have rapped what you were saying, you know, rather than singing it. Like, to me, that...
Yeah, there's a lot of that on this album.
You know, it changes the experience.
Definitely.
So,
definitely.
Not a bad song, well-written song, but it would have hit me harder had it been delivered just in a different way, basically.
More rappy.
Yeah.
What
are you saying about this?
Yeah, that was my... That was kind of my same sort of notion, bro. Like, I just feel like there's a lot of tracks that have the same sentiment of this more melodic, you know, singy-songy rap, which is just like, cool, but dog, come on, bruv. Give us that, you know, that real nasty, bruh. But yeah, man, like, again, it's cool, you know. They want me to switch, but I can't. I mean, I can, but I won't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I like the wordplay he's doing there. He says something, when life throws punches, I take it to the chin, but you help me punch it back. That's why you're my twin. You know, I just like those little bars he has in there. It's nice. It's cool. But again, if those were rap bars, it would have hit harder, like you're saying. So, yeah, man. Switch, cool. Dope hook. I guess melody is cool, but yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Next we have Head Up. A little motivational number on this one. Yeah, you can just feel like with this one, you're like, yeah, you know, let me speak to my young fans, let me speak to, you know, I just feel like this is for someone who's like in high school or something. I just me at this age, I don't it does nothing for me personally, but I can see the appeal and I can see why he would make a song like this. But yeah,
for the young, it's for the youth them.
Yeah, it's for the youth them still. Cool song though. Cool song, definitely. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, this is one of those motivational jams. Like you said, I think, you know, maybe our age group has outgrown these type of songs. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, as a song, it's cool aside. It gives me some Young Thug sort of vibes, you know. In a perfect world, that might have been a nice feature there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just I don't personally favor these type of songs. I appreciate the message, but yeah, the execution was cool. Yeah, man, not much more I can say on this one.
Yeah. Next we got Soft featuring Osmamani.
Oh, surf, surf.
Yeah. So the first time I heard this song, I was like, okay. Literally, I was like, okay, I guess. You know? But then also, this song came out around about the same time as the Nasty Mash Beats and Osmamani track came out. So I was getting
literally like the following week.
Yeah, I was like, is this Soft? I was like, I get like, yeah, I was like, what's going on? I was thinking to myself, hey, bro, did I listen to the right song? This doesn't sound like the song I listened to last week. Why does it sound so different all of a sudden? I didn't clock Uguti, you know, it's two different releases from the same people, basically. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I think it's, for me, this was a grower. It was definitely a grower in terms of it being a hit. When I heard it the first time, I knew it was a good song. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's a good song, but I didn't see it as this is going to be a hit instantly, you know, like it was with Lefty. With Lefty, I knew from the jump, like, yeah, this is out of here. But with Soft, it was more like, okay, cool. It just warmed up and it rose to the occasion over time. But yeah, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I have a similar sentiment there. I think For me, though, I would say at the beginning, I really did like this song, Off Rip. I expected not to like it for some reason, but I definitely enjoyed it when I heard it. I think it's just because it kind of, I feel like it stands out a bit from the current sound of hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of refreshing in a sense. Nasty, you know, on that hook, man, he does really well on there.
Yeah.
Just makes it catchy, bro. It's very catchy. Something that can just, you know, play on your mind on repeat. Smamane, ish. You know, Smamane for me is coasting. I'm not gonna lie to you. For me, I just feel like he's coasting, bro. Mm. You know, his verses I've been hearing lately are just not the Smamane I know from a couple years back. You know, he was cool on the song, but I just feel like he could have done better personally. But yeah, I think it was nice for them to link up, because I think this might have been, I don't know if the mash beats might have been their first collab, but I guess it was in the same week. But yeah, for their first collab, I guess it's not bad. But yeah, like you say, it's a grower, because I've liked this song more and more as I've played it and as time has gone. So yeah, I do appreciate it for what it is. I would have just liked Smamane to come a bit hard on there, bro.
Yeah. Smamane delivered a really, really good verse for Tony on Tony's EP.
I haven't heard it yet. I won't lie.
I'm forgetting the name of the song, but like, just check it out, dude. Like, yo. Yeah, they were having fun on that one, and it was nice. Like, I like it when you feel like, you see, that people are having fun with it.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So with that, that's one, what I was going to say. Because with Tony, he's comfortable. Yes. He's having fun. He's relaxed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think
he's in his bag.
Him having to do this for Nasty, like, that's like someone that you were idolizing just a couple of years ago. You know? Yeah. True. And now you have to do a 16 for them.
Can be it's a bit of wild, pressure.
You know? It's kind of wild. But it's a good song, though, nonetheless.
Yeah, it's a good song still.
Definitely. The next one was That's What's Up. Introspective Nasty. I like this kind of Nasty. I like when he's introspecting and thinking about life and reflecting on life. I like this. What are your thoughts on That's What's Up?
Yeah, I think this is an important record from Nasty C. Like you say, the introspective Nasty always hits. I think he touches on some key subject matter here, like, you know, just acknowledging some of the mistakes of the past, like, you know, talk about signing bad deals, you know, just some of the experiences he's had to go through on the come up. It just feels real and genuine. And, you know, yeah, I just like when Nasty is giving us this. This is what I'm looking for from Nasty, especially when it comes to an album cut. So, yeah, this was one of the more preferred records for me on the project. Yeah, I just like it when, I always love it when an artist is real and he touches on things that the public also speaks about and goes back and forth on, you know, because it makes it more personal and it makes it feel like he's in touch and in tune with what's going on around him, you know. So I do like things like that. So yeah, I do think it's a good song, but I think it was also quite short, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah.
A bunch of these songs were short, bro. A bunch of them. Yeah. The next one was 10 Shooters. I think. Yeah, it was 10 Shooters, and this one it's barely 90 seconds, dude. Barely 90 seconds. And so it feels like another interlude, you know?
What a random interlude.
Literally, it barely crosses 90 seconds, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, dude, come on, man. Like, let's commit. Let's commit to something.
Yeah, like, if we make an album, let's make an album, bruv. You know?
Yeah, like...
But that's why some people are calling it a mixtape, because they're like, ah, nah, this feels like it was, you know, just a quick offering of what Nasty's cooking up lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, it moves on to the next song, which was Ice. and I can't believe I'm saying this again, so short. Like, it was such a short song, dude. Another one. Like, just back to back, bro. Come on, man. Like, dope song, though, I guess. What are your thoughts on Ice?
Yeah, I do really like Ice, to be honest. I like the sample. It takes me back to, like, that 06. It's Gucci! You know, that Gucci Mane type vibes. You know, so that was, it was kind of nice to see Nasty kind of, because Nasty kind of comes from that ATL trap sound as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to go back there. Yeah, I like this song, but like the previous song, I also feel like it kind of doesn't serve a purpose. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, this is again the music that I'm saying that Nasty, bruh, leave this for the brother Koopas, bruh. Leave this for them, bro. This Ice, what, bro? Come on, dude. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel at this point, there's so much more. Nasty's a father now. He's a grown man. He's paying bills. You know what I'm saying? He's got a family to feed. Like, I think there's a lot more. He's independent. You know, he's he might not have made it as far as he wanted to in the US. There's so much he can speak on, you know? But when we just come to Ice and know what, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, for me, it's a bit unnecessary. It's a cool song, but it's just like, nah, man. Chill on that, my boy.
Could have gone without.
Yeah, definitely.
Could have gone without this one. The next one was Psychic. I won't lie to you, this one grew on me. I didn't like it at first. I didn't get it. I was like, what's going on, you know? Like, what's the purpose of the song? But it grew on me. And yeah, now I think it's a decent song now. What are your thoughts on Psychic?
Oh yeah, I forgot this was actually a single as well. I think this might have been the first single. Yeah, this was the first single from the project. But I don't think it was really announced as a single that time. It was just a Lucy. But yeah, for me, Psychic, yo, for me, I love this song straight off the bat. Straight off the bat, I won't lie to you. I don't know, it just, yeah, the beat is hard. Nasty's just talking his shit on there. It just felt like a Lucy for me at the time, so I took it in as that, and I appreciated it for that. Yeah, again, subject matter is whatever, but this feels more like a, you know, a fun song. Now she's just having fun, just flexing, doing whatever. So that's cool, but there's a bit too much of that on this album. But I guess, you know, man has worked hard. He want to flex a bit, you know, you want to talk his shit. So it's cool. Yeah, but as a single, as a song, I really like this song. So yeah, I like Psychic. Yeah.
And then the next one was MSP.
Massa.
Featuring Spitzer.
Yeah. Strange feature there.
Yeah, considering the history between them two.
Yeah. Definitely.
It was a bit weird. I was like, oh, this is random. This is interesting.
But I guess it's good, right? It's good for the game.
Yeah.
To make up.
It is.
But what's the point? Did Spitzer cook it up or what? Like, what's the point of putting, did he select the beat? Like, how does that work?
Well, that's the thing, right? I've been thinking about this because, yeah, I'm just gonna go on like on a quick tangent. Yeah, he dropped an album 2 months ago or 3 months ago now at some point, right? And it says curated by Zuchi, mixed by Zuchi, whatever by Zuchi, right? Usually, if you're a DJ and you're putting together an album, you're the one curating that album, that playlist. You're the one putting things together and the different vibes.
Yeah, like the hosting, like DJ Scream and those niggas.
So, like, I've been trying to figure out what was his involvement on his album. If Zuchi did the curating, what did he do on the album?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
And that's not even like Like, I'm not even trying to be shady.
Maybe you just chose the songs.
Curious.
Yeah, honestly, you know? It's like, honestly, I just don't know how because does DJs, his name
all,
get
they,
on
they all play a different role when it comes to these things. So, like, for him, if Zuchi is selecting the songs, curating the thing, what did he do then? Other than this just being, hey, yo, SPC, you're killing them, son. Like,
you get maybe it. He just told them, like maybe Zuchi said, okay, this is going to be the body of songs, and then you pick your favorites. And then he orchestrates how the playlisting goes and the sequencing. That's sure. The only bail I can cut it, bro. Yeah.
But anyway, back to this song featuring Spista.
DJ Khaled.
I don't know what Spista did on this song because he's not a producer, really. So I don't know what he did on this song to get the producer credit. I mean, to get the feature credit. But once again, not being shady, I'm just genuinely curious as to, you know, what it is. But yeah, cool song, I guess. I thought the timing of this release was also a bit shady in a way, very interesting. But yeah, it all worked out in the end. What are your thoughts on this one?
I'd like to know why you felt like it was shady.
No, because remember, this was just only a couple of weeks after Spista had the thing with
the K Keed thing.
Yeah, K Keed. So remember, K Keed came out and dropped a freestyle with the same name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, oh.
Yeah. So and then so when she did the freestyle, and then I remember Spista responded and said, "Nice, cool. I've got something coming up," or something like that, to that effect.
I guess I was
referring to this song. So when I saw it play out, I was like, oh, okay, I guess it's interesting. Like, I mean, you're a DJ, what are you gonna do, bro? If someone is dissing you, like, how are you gonna respond? Like, how can you respond as a DJ?
You're just gonna play the instrumental at the club. You're not gonna play the vocals, bro.
Ah, bro. Remember when Drake was dissing Metro? Metro couldn't respond. So he made BBL Drizzy. BBL Drizzy, bro. That's the only way you can respond if you're a producer. But if he's not a producer, he doesn't make beats. So, but anyway,
cool he's just song. Gonna put the tag on his sets. Fuck that, DC.
Yeah. Cool song.
Like, oh Lord.
Yeah, guys, I'm not hating. It's a cool song, though. Yeah, anything else you want to add to this one?
I just feel like for me, I don't really know what was the direction here. Yeah, it's fine. Let's go to the next song, bro.
Selfish. Another introspective nasty. I like these types of songs, man. I like these types of songs. And this was also another good one. What are your thoughts on Selfish?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I definitely appreciate having a deep cut after the last song. Because for me, the last song, again, just kind of randomly placed. Doesn't necessarily feel like should be in the album. But anyway, with Selfish, there was this nice vocal at the beginning. I'm not sure if it was a sample or what it was. I don't know, but it was nice on the ear palate. Then when it comes to lyrics, I think on point here, there was a little bar I liked where he said, "We live in a shaky world, don't let it shake you." Yeah, man, introspective, nasty. I like the fact that he's coming with substance here. You know, he's in his bag.
"We live in a shaky world, don't let it shake you."
Yes. But that's a bar. Come on, bruh. Like, the world is shaky, bruh. Don't let the world shake you. Don't let it break you.
Shaky world. Don't let it shake you. Shake, shake. Back to. Come on. Bro. Nasty.
It's shaky and shaky. Oh, shaky.
Bro.
But yeah, no. For me, I like that line, bruh.
No, I mean, I get it. But I'm like.
Like, maybe it's nursery standard. I know what you're saying.
It's low-hanging fruit for nasty. It's low-hanging fruit. Like, it's catchy. It's almost like a...
But you're like,
it's a caption-friendly. It's a caption-friendly lyric. You know, it's like that, the thing that Drake does.
Quotable.
It's caption-friendly. Yeah. So in that regard, it works, you know.
But it's not deep.
I mean, not even like deep, but it's just like, I mean, you know, it's cool, and I'm sure people are like quoting it and putting it as captions under their Instagram.
It's one for
posts.
My status, bruh. It's my status.
You know, like, yeah, people are posting it, like, you know, they're subbing each other on Twitter with these lyrics right now. Like, so yeah, I love Nasty, and I know he's way better than "We live in a shaky world, don't let it shake you," is all I'm saying.
Yeah, come on,
but I get the sentiment, right? I respect it though, still. I respect it though. Yeah, no, shout out Nasty, that's the bro still, man.
Big
Bad Nasty. Timing was the next one, featuring Tellerman. It's good to see Tellerman
still, you know, kicking.
Still, yeah, still doing his thing, man. It was nice to see him pop up over here. What are your thoughts on the song?
Yeah, for me personally, I've always enjoyed Nasty and Tellerman feature or collab. But I would say this must probably be my least favorite from them. Mm-hmm. The song, it kind of feels like an extension from the last song, but just not as good as the last song. You know what I'm saying? But it carries a feel of, I guess, Squad Goals from back in the day. From Bad Hair. Has that kind of catchiness to it. But yeah, I do like Nasty more on his aggressive shit rather than the happy-go-lucky, as we said. So yeah, for me it's not really a favorite.
No. Shout out Tellerman still. Evidence was the next one. I really liked his rap verse on this one. Yeah, I just wish he rapped more on this project, man. Like, a lot of the melodic stuff is cool, but like when he's just straight up rapping, he's definitely one of the best.
Definitely.
I just wish you would have leaned more into that with this one, but yeah, evidence.
But do you think maybe that was like, before that, do you think maybe that was like a fear? Maybe he felt like because he's going independent, maybe he has to cater more to the commercial market just so that, you know, he gets that bread. I don't know.
I mean, I get it, but to such an extent, to this extent, where it's like 75% of your album is just melodies, bro. Like, you're a rapper, man. You're one of the best rappers, you know?
Especially when it's like 18, 16 tracks or something. It's like,
Yeah. But, you know, with that being said, I also fully support an artist's decision to, you know, express themselves whichever way they feel comfortable to them. And so I would never be like, no, this album is trash because he didn't rap enough. No, it's still a good album. I think the song is still
good. It's still a good album, for sure.
It just boils down to preference. You get me? I remember after listening to this album, I went back to Strings and Bling. I'm like, I just need to hear this guy rap again. I just went back, literally, I played Strings and Bling. I'm like, let me just hear him rap. You know?
Ish, gotta take it back to Price City.
For real, again, dude.
But just remember the rapping, the caliber on Price City. Just, bruh. You know.
I mean, all of those albums, those projects, Price City, Bad Hair, Strings and Bling. He was still like very much, I think, also
one kid
just
a thousand
to prove himself
even
as a rapper. I think that's what it was as well. And then after he got that, you know, that nod and that acknowledgement, which, okay, yeah, no, dude, you're a serious rapper. I think then the pressure sort of left him, and then he was able to just start having fun with the music.
Yeah.
So that's good for him, because, you know, you don't want to be carrying that pressure around your whole career, trying to prove a point to people who don't really know what it takes to really put those bars
together. They don't even care, bro. They just hear the final product.
Exactly. So I see both sides, man. I see it truly, you know. But I appreciate the effort still. But I just wish there was more rapping. That's all it is, really.
Definitely. All right. Well, going into evidence. For me, I think this is where I really started kind of enjoying the project again. I do like the creativity on the hook, the way he delivered it. It was interesting, nice production, you know, subject matter. I like that he's, you know, questioning his mortality as a human being. I think this is where we're just seeing more growth from Nasty. Where we're seeing that, like, okay, you're thinking about things more around your dynamic or the life that you're living, you know. When you have a family, you start to question these type of things. You start to worry about, do I have enough for them if I leave or if I go, you know. So I like Nasty in that type of bag. That's kind of what I want to hear from him. And yeah, man, just a solid track. All in all, one of the standouts for me.
Yeah. And then from there, we go to a song called Other Plans, which is an interlude. Well written song, really, really well written song. But it's an interlude. It's the second last song on the album, and you're putting an interlude. What's going on?
Interlude to the outer loop.
Where are we headed to? Because we're going to the end. So, like, where are we interluding to?
We're not interluding, bro. We're outer-luding. What is it? Outro.
Literally. But yeah, I guess, sequencing is just another thing on this album where I'm just like,
Yeah. That sequencing was not the best. It was very playlisty. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I can see why people feel like this is not really an album and more of just like a tape. I get it. But yeah, what are your thoughts on this one? Other Plans.
Yeah, so with Other Plans, bruh, I think the production here, I don't know, it just makes me feel like this should have been... like we said, an outro. It should have been the closing track in itself, bruh. Because it does feel like a sort of summary or summarizing up everything. Mm. And again, such a good song. So short, bro. Like, my favorite songs are the shortest cuts on this project, you know. But again, these are just giving me glimpses of the type of music I want to hear from Nasty. Now, like, this is the type of stuff I want to hear. This is the type of vibe, the type of feel. Not to say you only got to give me this, but more along these lines, but maybe more of the rapping. But yeah, I do like the subject matter here. I do like the content of the track. But then sequencing again, because then when we go to the next track, it just kind of, I'm like, hey, this should have went, the track that comes next should have went there by MSP somewhere. You know, it's got that same type of vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that's how I feel about Other Plans.
Hey, man. From there, we get to the last song on the album, Not Tonight, featuring Tseho. I haven't heard from this man in so long. I was genuinely surprised.
But this guy's rich, bro. I don't know what he's doing, bro. This guy's balling out of control, bro. This guy's balling, bro.
Really?
I don't know what he's been doing. He's got some other side hustles there, bro. That's cooking.
Oh, maybe that's why he's not so active in the music side. Maybe it's no longer a priority.
Nah, definitely. He drops like one single.
I haven't really heard much, to be honest.
Mm. Nah, but he's doing good.
Yeah. But yeah, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, so with Not Tonight, now I do really like this song. Love this song. I maybe would have liked it more if there was less melodic stuff, but then this feels a bit more of the hard-hitting melody from Nasty, so I did enjoy that. The Tsego feature, nice to hear from him, but a bit random. a bit random, just throw him on at the end there, last track. You know, it just feels like that bonus cut, to be honest. You know? But I do really like the song. Nasty was talking shit on here. He was still spitting. I won't lie, he was still spitting on this track. But it still wasn't fully rap. But I appreciated the edginess. I appreciated the cadence he was using. I like the hook on here. I like the melody he used. I feel like he was in his bag. This is one of the melodic tracks where I feel like, yeah, I like Nasty on this type of melody shit. But just don't give me too much. Then I'll appreciate it even more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, I think if there wasn't as much melody, I might have even appreciated the song more. But I do like it. And also sequencing a bit random for me. But yeah, cool song, all in all.
Shout out Tejo. Shout out Nasty C. Yeah, and that's the end of the album, really. You know, I think that Free is a good project to put out at this point in his career in terms of just like post label. He's going indie now, and I feel like the momentum he was able to build through the rollout of doing the different jobs, to picking the singles, the right singles. I think all of that, yeah, it was well handled. But yeah, overall as an album, I thought it was cool. There's moments that I really, really enjoyed, and there's moments where I feel like I think I've just outgrown certain topics that he's still rapping about, and that's okay too. It's not a, you know, it's not a problem. But yeah, for me, a lot of this album comes down to just preference. A lot of the music on here, it was not bad music. It's actually really good music, but it's not going to be a lot of songs I'm going to be going back to over and over again, because I just, there's not much there for me in terms of substance. The few that are there, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna rock them for sure. But for the most part, it's just, it's a good album to put in the background while I'm doing other things, you know. What are your final thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think it's a good project from Nasty C all around. The music is good, the musicality is good. I think when it comes to sequencing, there could have been a lot that he could have done to kind of make it flow more. Interludes, outoludes, whatever ludes, all over the place, short songs. I think the structure of this album could have been a lot better, a lot better. It sounded good, like on the ear, but I think it really wasn't a cohesive body of work, you know. And I think at this point in Nasty's career, I would expect that from him. Especially a project like this, I would have expected it to showcase him kind of, you know, being in that transition of leaving the labels, having established himself and now being independent and taking his career into his own hands. I think there was a lot left to be desired when it comes to that. But music-wise, I did enjoy a lot of these songs. Like you said, it's something you can just vibe out to. There's songs that are good for night outs. There's songs that are just cool, you know, for social media and stuff like that. So I think it caters to everybody it needs to cater to, but not rap enough. You know, that's the one place. And Nasty as a rapper, I think, could have given us more. But I don't want to knock him too much, because like you said, just because of my preference, doesn't mean I think the project is bad, or I think it's trash, or I think it's whack. I still think it's a very strong project, but from a Nasty C, I would have liked a bit more. But all in all, I think everybody who did their thing, there wasn't a terrible trash song I just think, like you said, some of it we've outgrown, some of it is, you know, more for the youth. But there's still stuff I can appreciate there. So yeah, all in all, a good display from Nasty C. And yeah, man, I'm keen to see where the next steps are taken. And yeah, shout out Nasty.
Big up, big up, big up, man, like Nasty C, aka Ivy Sun, aka Junior,
aka David,
aka David.
David Junior.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the end, man. That's the end. Thank you to everyone who has been listening, who continues to listen and show love and show support. This has been the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray. I was not alone. I was joined by my brethren, Dre's on Blaze. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.
Deuces for the boy. For those who are not with us today.